T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
The only time Dallas led in the game tonight was 4-2. They have a chance to go in front, and it is Powell who will put them in front, and a chance for a three-point lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, I was going to throw out something for you about the Mavericks. Like, would you want this player? Because right now the Mavericks are the betting favorites to pick up Tyler Hero. So real quick, he's not great defensively, if that's what you're thinking about. He's average to probably below average defensively. He has limited kind of lateral quickness, and he can get targeted on pick and rolls. That is what we were going to talk about a little bit more in addition to the game last night. But guess what? We're probably going to talk about something different now because the Mavericks do win, and as weird as it sounds, they win on the shoulders of Cooper Flagg. That one makes sense. But also, really, Brandon Williams and Dwight Powell.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a bit. Dwight Powell got to the free throw line again and again and again last night. You just heard it in the and one. And then Brandon Williams, who I believe is before the game, apologized for being a distraction for his arrest for marijuana at the airport on Saturday. Those two combined for 38 points after Anthony Davis left the game in the first quarter. They take back the lead late, the Mavericks, and they win the game against a, you probably figured this would be the case, a struggling Pacers team.
Okay, a lot of different things here. Brandon Williams, obviously that's a feeling of he went out there and played that kind of game because he felt like he had some pressure on him too.
Well, I hope that arrest comes up more often then, because that was good.
I hope he...
Just for that purpose.
We've seen a level that he can play at before. We saw it last year, and we were like, oh man, this is actually pretty impressive. Impressive enough for us to be like, let's bring this guy back. And Jason Kidd agreed with us when we had him on right before the season started as well, that he's like, no, he has some things, some qualities we like. So I hope that we can get more because he's a good ball handler. He can score. Those are some positive things. The Dwight Powell thing, that's an anomaly. We'll never see it again.
I don't know. 29th, 27th, there, somebody said best Maverick of all time.
Go back and look at the history of him versus Coach Carlisle's teams. I have no clue. I think Rick Carlisle's doing a bit where he's just like, you know what? They kept Dwight Powell all these years. I'm not going to guard him. And I think that he's like, I think he might be serious. I'm not going to guard that guy. Why would I? So I think that's one of the things. The other thing I need to ask you now, Kevin, is it too early for this to be Cooper Flagg's team?
No!
It's not his team, though.
I agree. And that actually, you know what? I'm glad that you said that. That is one of the issues that I've had early on with how Cooper Flagg has been utilized. I get it. He wants to defer. Perhaps he's been directly asked or told to defer. I don't know the answer to that. He ended up getting a respectable amount of shots. He was 6 for 11, so good job. But early in the game, he was kind of sitting around that 4 shot. And I was like, man, he has the potential to be your best player, unless you already think with Anthony Davis hurt, he is your best player. And he's shooting the ball 4 times.
Okay.
Like in a half. He's not a primary point guard, which is the only way I could see that working. You're like, yeah, but he has 12 assists. That's not the case.
Couple things here. A, your Duke head coach, John Cryer.
Shire.
Yeah, from 2.5 Men.
No, this is different.
He oftentimes did have to tell Cooper to be more assertive.
Stop being so passive.
Stop being such a good teammate.
What he said at least one time is, go be effing Cooper Flagg.
And so that was a thing. And I wonder if that's still, like, Cooper Flagg he sees the game the correct way a lot of times.
Sure.
And so I wonder if he's like, well, Jason Kidd, remember the Scalabrine story. I already made the play for you.
Yeah.
You needed to just execute the play.
Right.
I already decided that you were going to score.
Yeah.
And sometimes Cooper Flagg's like, I've already decided y'all are going to do these things. Y'all just need to make the shot. And then, Kevin, in the fourth quarter, it's takeover time. Maybe that's the case. But in this league, the way we've seen it the last few years, the point guard is one of the main scorers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he wants to play that kind of game or if he's like, no, I'll do my scoring at some point, but I do need to keep my teammates involved, because that wasn't a criticism when Luka was around. A lot of times teammates just stood there and then played defense.
Yeah.
And it seems like Jason Kidd wants a little more activity amongst the group, even though they do have a lot of ISO ball sometimes with Anthony Davis on the court. So that's weird to me too.
From the 5-6-1, and this is another thing that I wanted to bring up, is they're going after the Mavericks for operating without a viable point guard all season, also banking on AD staying healthy. All right, we'll get back to Anthony Davis in just one second. I'm with you. I don't really understand kind of how it's played out thus far this year, because like you know, I said you can play Cooper Flagg at the point. I wouldn't do it long term, and I meant long term like in terms of a game, not in terms of a season. But let's take a look at it, because who did you pick up to, I guess, fill that void? It was D'Angelo Russell. Now, D'Angelo Russell can score, but he is not good defensively. But take a look at these first 4 games going into last night. The Mavericks, this is per Genius IQ, which kind of feels...
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's like you need to trust that.
It says genius in it.
Exactly. When D'Angelo Russell brought the ball up the court, the Mavericks scored 1.25 points per half-court possession. When it was anybody else, 0.94. So essentially, every 3 possessions, you scored 1 point fewer. And what did they respond to with that, with D'Angelo Russell? Well, you look at the loss on Friday, he didn't even show up in the second half. You look at yesterday, coming off the bench, which that part I do kind of get, and he gets 20 minutes. And I don't know if that means they're going to go with Brandon Williams a little bit more or kind of split that up, but I would have thought they would have used D'Angelo Russell, but I am also confused by the hodgepodge of a team that this is because they don't want to put D'Angelo Russell in there because he's not good defensively. All right, well, Klay Thompson is not particularly great defensively anymore, and when you bring Kyrie Irving back, he's not particularly good defensively, and you also were under the illusion that you were getting the Anthony Davis from 4 years ago that could win Defensive Player of the Year. Now I think there's no chance in hell, healthy or not, Anthony Davis could win Defensive Player of the Year.
I will say
little chance in
when
hell.
It comes to Kyrie defensively, don't you feel like they feel the balance offensively pays off there?
Sure.
And do you feel that way about D'Angelo Russell?
Okay, but No, I don't. Because okay. I think D'Angelo Russell is worse defensively
than Trae Young.
Than Kyrie. Nobody is worse defensively than Trae Young, or at least equivalent. Whereas Kyrie is infinitely better offensively. Like, that's the trade off I don't get. Okay, but let's go with that then. What would your theoretical starting lineup be? It would be Kyrie Irving, and so he's not great defensively. Klay Thompson as your backcourt, he's fine.
I'm still in the vein, like, I may be ridiculous here. My starting group would be Kyrie, Cooper, PJ, Anthony Davis, Derek Lively.
Yes, and I think that
like, ultimately, that's what I would want.
I think that is their idealized version. In the meantime, I do appreciate that they've got Max Christie playing a lot more out there because I think he has the potential to be a nice defensive upgrade. As for Anthony Davis, here is the tough part about it. Who do you believe? What do you believe? So Jason Kidd said after the game yesterday that Anthony Davis tried to get back into the game.
Heck yeah, let's go, man. I want to play.
But Jason Kidd said he didn't want to take any chances.
The best
chances.
Interest of the team.
There were concerns that maybe Anthony Davis was being kind of bothered by a little bit of Achilles injury.
Yep.
And then when you see he left the game because his lower leg was sore, you get nervous. And you know what? Maybe they'll come out today and they'll be like, hey, like we said after the game, it was just a precautionary method. We fully expect him to be out on the court on, I think, Saturday is their next game against the Pistons. But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Reading up on the injury itself, the Achilles injury, it's like an overuse thing. He played too much, Kevin.
It's been four games before last night.
Played too much, too many minutes. That size, he just can't, his body can't hold up. I think there's a lot of things I think could help and benefit him there, but that is it. That's what it stems from. So they're going to have to fit. But isn't that his whole career? His whole career is load management. Like, just trying to make sure that he can play the next game somehow or in the next couple weeks. That's been his whole career. That's something you gotta be aware of every night. And that's one of the reasons, Kevin, it's tough even to depend on him on any given night because you're like, he might leave the game.
Yeah.
Early in the game.
Yeah.
And it was a back-to-back, right?
So before he came to the Mavericks, I think the Mavericks looked at it like this. He was trending in the right direction. Everybody knows about the injury issues that Anthony Davis had had. So let's go back to three seasons ago. I think the Mavericks looked at it and they're like, oh, he played 56 games. All right, that's not great, but we're moving in the right direction coming off of a couple of injury-plagued seasons. Then the next year, he played 76 games. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. So they're moving in the right direction. I think they thought because of that season, they were getting like, I don't know, fourth, fifth, sixth year of his career, Anthony Davis, when he was playing a lot for New Orleans. And instead, as soon as he got traded here, you ran into injury issues. And maybe he comes back on Saturday, but I think he won't. And now all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, he's played 14 games out of how many possible here in Dallas. And how long is this going to last? If it's just one game, whatever. But if you think it's going to be one game here and then in two more games, he's going to be out for a week. And then in four more games, he's going to be out for 2 weeks. I don't know.
What you have to do, what Jason Kidd has to figure out is how to be productive without him.
Yeah.
And just have that plan in place of what is our team whenever he's not on the court. And I feel like you got to be that with everybody, right? Like, what's our backup plan whenever these guys aren't on the court? And we got to be prepared for these things. And who's playing in these big spots, especially when your three bigs are all out.
Yeah.
Like, what is our backup plan? Their backup plan was Dwight Powell. who gave you 18 points last night, Kevin. So
he was awesome. Look, I swear I'm not kidding. He was really good yesterday. And on my Dwight Powell-o-meter. He's 10 for 12
from free throw.
Yeah. Hey, we got the points. And he scored you the bucket that gave you the lead back. He was playing in the minutes that mattered when you retook this game, when for most of the night, it looked like you weren't going to be able to do that.
Now let's just try and get back. After you finally beat an 0-4 team.
I admit it, they're not good.
Let's try to get back to 500 and let's get this thing turned around. So in the first 20 games, we can really get some good information that we can run with.
Look. If you can tell me that AD will either play against Detroit or play against Houston, and that Lively and Gafford will all be ready to go within the next two or three games, yeah, let's do it. Let's ride. If it turns out that an Anthony Davis injury is something more serious, or perhaps Lively or Gafford are more delayed, well, then the path in front of you, unfortunately, is clear. You put it all with Cooper Flag and let the chips fall where they may, if I can quote Chauncey Billups.
Dude.
That's what he said. Meanwhile, if you didn't hear it in our cross, Ty Lue is now being looked into because he was at one of those games. And I realize maybe he had no idea. But if you're at one of the games that was busted for being an illegal X-ray table game that might or might not have been run by the mafia and you were there, doesn't look great.
Yeah, at the moment. No, you're right.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.